praise thee, Lord, for thy great plan, that we thy dwelling place may be.
Welcome to Life Study of the Bible, provided by Living Stream Ministry and featuring the ministry of Watchman Nee and Witness Lee. Witness Lee served the Lord faithfully for more than 70 years, culminating with his exhaustive commentary on the entire scriptures called Life Study of the Bible. Today, we're happy to bring you recorded excerpts from his ministry, along with some of our own considerations. At the end of the program, we'll give you the website where you can find more about the remarkable ministry of these two men. But for now, please enjoy today's program.
Welcome to the Life Study of the Bible with Witness Lee, a program provided by Living Stream Ministry. This program features the ministry of Watchman Nee and Witness Lee. They labored together in China in the 1930s and 40s prior to the imprisonment of Watchman Nee by the communists in 1952. Witness Lee carried the ministry first to Taiwan and eventually to the United States, where he began the Life Study of the Bible in 1974. We have recorded excerpts from one of these messages today, and here with us once again to fellowship about our study from Romans is Ron Kangas. Ron, welcome back.
It's always pleasant for me to be here. Thanks for the latest invitation.
Ron, today's program is vintage, Witness Lee, a word that clearly represents the triune God in his economy, with the three parts of man and God in his dispensing. Did Watchman Nee stress these same points in the earlier years in China in his ministry?
Brother Witness Lee faithfully continued the ministry of Brother Watchman Nee. He absorbed everything, understood everything, and was in detail faithful to it. Then, with this as the basis, then, in his portion of the ministry, he received more light from the Word, and through the corporate experience of the triune God that's in the body of Christ. So in response to your question, we can first make some comment about Brother Nee's ministry. Then we can go on to just to emphasize a little further what I just pointed out. From the very beginning of his public ministry, Brother Watchman Nee clearly emphasized the truth based upon the scriptures that human beings are tripartite, spirit, soul, and body. A reference that's quite helpful is 1 Thessalonians 5:23. And Brother Lee emphasized in a balanced way the objective truths concerning God, Christ, the Spirit, God's will and purpose, the church, the kingdom, and the New Jerusalem. But there was an equal emphasis on the all-inclusive Christ, the triune God, becoming the content of our tripartite being, starting from our spirit, then as we are sanctified, renewed, and transformed, spreading into our soul. So in essence, even at that early stage, the truth and the presentation of the truth are the same as what developed as his ministry matured and what has been expressed in Brother Lee's ministry during the last several decades, especially between the years of 1972, when Brother Nee went to be with the Lord, and 1997, when Brother Lee went to be with the Lord. During this period, there was a very rich development, but everything was in harmony and absolutely one with Brother Nee's ministry on these crucial matters.
Thanks, Ron. Let's join Witness Lee with our life study from Romans.
Now, we come to a very sweet matter Oh, the life of the triune God dispense in the tripartite man. Hallelujah. God is triune and we are tripartite.
Amen.
Verse 2, verse 10, verse 6, verse 11 from chapter 8 of Romans. Good enough. Verse 2 tells us the divine life of the triune God. And verse 10 tells us this life is now dispensed into our spirit, making our spirit life. Verse 6 tells us that this life is even dispensed into our mind, making our mind also life. Not only so, ultimately in verse 11, this life is even given to our mortal body. Have you seen the three parts? The spirit of ours, the mind, which is the main part, the representative of our soul, and then our mortal body. The spirit, the soul, and the body. All the three parts are here. In Romans 8, the man is a tripartite man. It is revealed here, the spirit, the mind, and the body. Amen. The spirit is the center. The mind is the medium. And the body is the circumference. From the center, through the medium, to the circumference, this life of the triune God is being dispensed into our whole being, making our whole being ever part life. Isn't this wonderful? Now, I can prove to you easily that this life is the life of the triune God. Don't say this life is merely the life of God, are merely the life of Christ. Don't say this way. Paul was not that simple. Paul says, the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Now, temporarily, I ask you to drop the word law. Just say, the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Don't you see the triune God is here? Don't you see the Trinity of the Godhead is here? At least you have two, the Spirit and Christ. Yeah. You have the Son Christ and you have the Spirit. Yeah. But you have to dig a little bit. Who's Spirit? If you dig just a little bit, you find God. And this is the Spirit of God. Amen. So what? So here, the triune God is implied. You have the Spirit, which is the Spirit of God. Then you have Christ. So you have God, Christ, the Spirit. And this is the triune God. But here, the main point is not the triune God, but the life. Life is the main point. Life. I mentioned already in one of the meetings in these 2 days, the spirit of life means what? Means the spirit is life. The spirit of life means the spirit is life. And this life is the spirit. And the spirit is the spirit of God. And this life is in Christ Jesus' Son. So you can see this life is of the triune God.
God being triune and man being of three parts is more than just a simple coincidence of creation. In the context that Witness Lee has outlined, this match is very much related to God's desire to dispense himself into man. Develop this for us more, if you would, Ron.
We know from the first chapter of Ephesians, in verses such as 4 and 5, before the foundation of the world, we were chosen to be holy, even as God is holy, verse 4, and were predestinated unto sonship, that's verse 5. Being holy and being sons of God involve the life and nature of God. The creation of man, as recorded in Genesis 1, was the beginning in time of the fulfillment of God's eternal purpose planned in Christ before the universe existed. And there are two aspects of the man, the corporate man, God created. First, Genesis 1:26 reveals clearly we were made in the image of God, in His likeness, and we were given the responsibility to represent Him with His authority and recover the earth. So this tripartite man was created for the fulfillment of the triune God, who, once Christ had come and has passed through incarnation, human living, crucifixion, and resurrection, was able to enter into us as the life-giving Spirit and regenerate our spirit, then renew, saturate, permeate, transform our soul. And when He returns, He will fully work Himself into our glorified body. So there is a harmony between the tripartite man and the triune God. Then we know from chapter 2, the Lord God formed man out of the dust of the ground. And the Hebrew verb there refers to the work of a potter forming vessels. And throughout the scriptures, we have verses which indicate human beings are vessels to contain God and to express God in glory. So we need to see the intrinsic connection between God's eternal purpose to have a corporate expression in the universe by dispensing Himself into His chosen, redeemed, regenerated people, and God's creation of tripartite human beings as vessels to contain Him. Then we see this fully revealed in the New Testament, and here we're focusing on Romans 8 in particular. We see the triune God in Christ as the Spirit, dispensing Himself as life into this tripartite being who was created that way, was severely damaged in the fall, but has been redeemed, regenerated, and now we're in the process as believers in Christ of being renewed, sanctified, and transformed.
Thank you, Ron. Let's go back to Witness Lee for more of our life study from Romans.
By being saved and regenerated, we all received a life, an additional life, a life in addition to your natural life. In English or in other language, we only have one terminology for the matter of life. But life is in many categories. You have the animal life, you have the plant life, you have the human life, and you have the divine life. But in Greek, it has the physical life. The Greek says it is bios, the root of biology. Bio means life. Then the Greek has another word, psyche. And psyche is the word for the soul. It is also the word for the soulish life, which is the psychological life. Psychology, many of you do know, is the root of the word psychology. Then in Romans 8, this chapter doesn't have bias, neither suke. But this chapter says life, life, life. Many, many times I can tell you, verse 2, you have life, the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Verse 10, you have life, the spirit is life. Verse 6, you have life again, the mind set upon the spirit is life. Then in verse 11, it says to give life to your mortal bodies. Life, 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 three times life. This word, life, in Greek, is neither bath nor suke, but zoe. It is not our life. It is not even our spiritual life. Actually, according to the Bible, our body has a life, bath. Our soul has a life. Suke, our spirit, has no life. Zoe, in the whole Bible, denotes divine life, God's life, the uncreated life, the infinite life, the eternal life. That is the life of God, which is commonly called by us Christians the eternal life. Whosoever believe in this sin shall receive life eternal. This life eternal is the Zoe for eternity. Zoe is divine life. And in all these four verses, Romans 8, 2, 10, 6, and 11, four times the life is mentioned. It is denoted by the Greek word Zoe. It is not our biological life, nor our psychological life, but God's divine, eternal, uncreated life. Hallelujah. Amen. I tell you, the dispensation of God is just to dispense this life into us. When we say God dispenses himself into our being, it means what? It means God dispenses himself as the Zoe, as the divine life into our being.
Ron, in the ministry of Watchman Nee and Witness Lee, the point is quite often made that the word life, as it appears in the English translation, can be one of three words from the original Greek text. Review this matter for us again for those who may not be familiar with what we're talking about here.
Anyone who reads verse 10 of Romans chapter 8 and reads this with concentration and without any veils or warped concepts hindering, the reader will be quite struck by the fact that Paul says, the spirit, the human spirit, is life because of righteousness. Christ as our righteousness has been attributed to us, and we are saved by grace through faith with Christ as our righteousness. Based upon this righteousness, we have been regenerated in our spirit. And Paul says explicitly and exactly, the spirit is life. He doesn't say the spirit is alive, which is true, but he didn't say it. He didn't say the regenerated spirit is living, which also is true, but Paul didn't say it. He said the spirit is life, and he used the Greek word zoe. And a lexicon will tell us that the word itself means life. But other Greek words also mean life, like bios, suke. Well, bios, just think of biology. This refers to physical life. And suke, where we get the word psyche, issuing in psychology, that's the natural human life in the soul. And the Apostle John, especially, joins Paul and even surpasses Paul in using the word zoe to denote the eternal life of God, the divine life. So to say that the human spirit regenerated is zoe means it is the life that is God himself. Because the triune God of Zoe, of eternal life, has entered into our spirit, and based on Christ as our righteousness, has made our spirit life. This is such an encouraging and supplying truth. Since our spirit is life, whenever we exercise our spirit, pray from our spirit, sing from our spirit, speak in our spirit, life is coming forth because the spirit in which we are praying, singing, and speaking is Zoe. The spirit is life.
Thank you, Ron. Let's go back to Witness Lee for the conclusion of today's life study.
But this is not all. Amen. You have verse 11.
Amen.
Verse 11 is quite complicated. It says what? It says, but if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from among the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from among the dead will also give life to your mortal body.
Amen.
Through his spirit who indwells you.
Amen.
My, I admire at the indirectness of this composition. When the spirit of him indwells you, where? First in the spirit.
Amen.
Then in the mind, in the soul. When the spirit of him indwells you in this way, of him of whom? Of the one who raised Jesus, the dead one, from among the dead, and who raised Christ, the living one, for life-giving from them among the dead. He will give you life to what part? To the mortal body, to this part. My, dear saints, we all have to see the divine vision. This is not a book of religious, moral, ethical teaching. No, this is a book full of revelation. It's altogether different from your natural concept. It blows away your mind, your mentality, your thinking. Learn this way. Learn to say, Lord, thank you, Lord. Thank you, since you came in, my spirit began to be alive. Thank you, Lord. Today, I can have my mind set upon my spirit.
Amen.
So, my mind can also be life. Lord, thank you. How I thank you. Through your indwelling spirit, your Zoe life could even be dispensed into my dying body. My mortal body. Lord, what is this? I worship you. I enjoy this. I stand on this. And I am one with you in this. Good enough. Isn't this wonderful? I tell you, what is this? This is the dispensation of the life of the divine God, of the triune God, I mean, into our three parts of our being.
Amen.
And this is, simply speaking, the triune God dispensed into the tripartite man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
By such a dispensing, the triune God is now one with the tripartite man.
Amen.
And the tripartite man is now one with the triune God.
Amen.
Oh, what a life.
Amen.
It through this kind of a life dispensation, we become sons of God. And now, it is through this life dispensation, we are being transformed and conformed into the image that is the expression of the firstborn son of God, which is Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is our salvation. And this is our life. The Christian life plus the church life.
Ron, this matter of God's dispensing himself into us seems so clear when we hear it in this ministry and see it presented from God's word. How is it that this concept or realization is not that common among Christians today?
There is a reason All these messages are called life studies. On the one hand, the messages are a study, a careful study of the truth, and a presentation of the truth. But these truths are full of Christ as life. He is the truth, and He is the life. Therefore, it is altogether fitting that the ministry of Witness Lee emphasizes Christ as life, the believer's experience of life, growth in life, salvation in life, reigning in life, maturing in life. Paul says in Colossians, Christ, our life. So this is why we emphasize what God Himself emphasizes in His Word. For instance, in John 5, the Lord tells the religionists, you search the Scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. But they, the Scriptures, testify concerning me. But you will not come to me that you might have life. Then in John 6:63, Peter, realizing this, said, Lord, you have words of eternal life. So Christ is life. The Spirit is the Spirit of life. Paul speaks of the life of God in Ephesians 4. The Word conveys life. This is why we have life study messages, to minister life through the truth to all the children of God.
Ron, thanks for coming in and doing the program with me today.
You are most welcome. It's really my privilege to participate.
And thank you for listening. You can contact us through our toll-free number, which is 1-888-LIFE-STUDY. That's 888-543-3788. We'll be back again with another Life Study of the Bible with Witness Lee. For Ron Kangas, I'm Matt Miller. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening to Life Study of the Bible with Witness Lee. These programs are based on messages Witness Lee gave when he did a comprehensive book-by-book study of the Bible, showing how Christ is life to man. Whether you're hearing these life studies via radio, online, or as a podcast, we hope you'll visit our website, lifestudy.com. There, you'll find more than 1,700 audio studies covering every book of the Bible. Again, that's lifestudy.com. Thanks again for listening.